Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Welcome to Poshbase Couch. Yeah, it's another day, 17th of November, 2025. Wow, you know what? The way this month has actually run so quick, it's amazing. Actually, the whole year has gone so quick. But we thank God that we're back here again. Last week, I was saying bye to you guys. And now today again, voila, I'm back like I never left. Right, last week we had an interesting topic on Poshbase Couch and it was called Passport Therapy. And a quick recap was we learned that it's good to travel, it's good to get out of comfort zone, out of your environment to refresh your mental state. That a little walk from your house down to Tesco can actually do you a little good. And if you want to take it further, you can try another city. From another city, you can try Europe. And from Europe, you can actually tour the whole wide world. And I told you the importance of traveling to me as a person, as a mental health advocate, how traveling has helped me to recoup, how it helps me to disconnect in order to reconnect. So that was the topic last week. And today, we have an even more interesting topic. Because on this show, it's all about everything and anything. As long as it has to do with our mental health, how we can manage it, how we can get it right. Because we all know what we are going through in this world at this point in time. So anything that will make us to be in the right frame of mind is what I advocate for. So today, I've brought someone I've known for over 15 years. I saw him grow up, and it's amazing to actually have him sitting next to me today. He's someone I'll call my brother, because if someone has been with you for over 15 years, you practically saw him every Sunday. And even more, even during the week, then that person is not just anybody, someone I've known very well. And I've seen his journey and how he has turned out to be. And what we have in common, he's a pastor's child, just like me. And there's this stereotype about pastor's kids, how we are wayward, how we are this, and how we are that. But I'm glad to tell you that this very gentleman sitting next to me has a purpose. He has his faith. He's balancing both the kingdom and his personal life. And he will walk us through, especially for young people, how to actually get this balance, how to keep your faith, your purpose, and your mental health right. So that's the major point of our chat this evening. So let me tell you a little bit about him. Let me big him up for you before he actually tell you about himself. So he has a movement, and the movement is actually, I actually just asked him a few minutes ago that what's the name of your company, and he actually told me that it's not a company, that it's actually a movement. which I love, because he will tell us more about that, because I even right now will learn more about him on this show myself. So the name of his movement, I'm not gonna tell you now, he's gonna tell us. So because I want him to express himself very well. But what's really interesting about him is he's actually a training solicitor lawyer. Is there a difference between lawyer and solicitor? Please correct me.
So in the UK it's a lawyer, but in the lawyers is broken to two,
right?
A barrister and a solicitor.
Right.
So a solicitor is a lawyer, a barrister is a lawyer.
Oh yeah. Thank you. So yeah, he's a trainee in law, and he balanced that with also being the head of the youth church. And also he has his own personal life. You know, this is a lot of things to balance for a young person. And he will walk us through how he's been managing all this, getting his purpose in life, getting his mental health checked. You know, he also plays football. Well, we used to play football together at some point. He works out, he goes to the gym. So there's actually a lot of things that he's actually balancing. And also, I think we can learn some balance today, because I think one of the things we struggle with in life is actually balance. So balancing is actually very important. So he's going to tell us his routine, how he's able to juggle all these things together. So without further ado, let me welcome beloved Ogundipe on the show. Beloved, how are you today?
Wow. What an introduction. If you could see live, I'm blushing. Well, I'm black, but I am blushing.
That's good. I like that.
Firstly, thank you so much, bro, for the invitation. I don't take it for granted at all. And thank you so much for the loving words that you said. Everything's by the grace and by the mercy of God. Like you said, my name is Beloved. I am a pastor's child. And if you invited me to this radio station 10 years ago, I would be ashamed to say that. But I say that proudly. I am a pastor's child. I'm a child of God. And I am learning to balance all the roles that you've said. It's a journey. So I'm looking forward to this conversation, looking forward to learning, learning from you, learning from whatever it is that I believe God wants us to discuss about. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. So as our normal routine, every time we're here on this show, We have a section called Rants of the Day.
Okay.
So you guys, send me your Rants of the Day.
You didn't tell me this. Okay, we're ready.
Send me your Rants of the Day before, by 20 minutes before the end of the show, we're going to rant and we're going to tell me how your week has been. Anyone that's pissed you off and you just want to let it out, please send it through so I can read that and me and Beloved can tackle it together and make you feel better. So that section is coming on soon.
Wow.
So before we dive in fully now, I'm going to go on my very first break, which is what I do, which I play my first song. And this first song I'll be playing today is actually, How Are You? You know, I always ask this question every time I'm on the show, because how are you, as simple as that question is, it goes way, way deeper. I've actually asked someone, how are you, before, and she started crying. Because she was like, the way you ask it, nobody has ever asked me like that before.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a very intentional question. People just say, Alpha, what's up? No, but how are you, it goes deeper than we actually thought it can be. So the song I will play right now is called How Are You? And I'll be back in a minute. It's actually by Sheyi Vibes. So I'll be back in a minute.
I give you my heart, I give you my cash, but it's not enough. I say make we break up, she say make we make up, only me only love. Ellen Rizzo, my co-debater, Ellen Rizzo. 5 times in a day, wet sweat on me, we be right back. 5 times in a day, wet sweat on me, she won't come to my shit. Well, I like your back and I like your waist, can you put it on my face? I'ma buy you me. Party, shine, baby, give me dumb radio. Baby, how are you? I just want to see. hear you. Baby, how are you? Baby, how are you? Baby, how are you? I just want to see you. Baby, how are you?
My people, welcome back to Posh Peace Couch with Sheyi Oluwasego. You know what? Some people don't even know my name sometimes. But I actually have a name. I know I go by Posh P, but my name is actually Sheyi. So in case you don't know, my name is Sheyi. So yeah, but this is Posh Peace Couch. You know, I told you guys, one of the sections, probably before the end of the year, is going to be a Q&A with Posh, where I will actually tell you where my name actually came from. Go be up there. How do you, why did they call you Posh P? Don't worry, that session is coming where I will actually tell you guys all the tea, how I came about being named Posh P. But today it's all about faith, purpose, and mental health. And when we talk about faith, right, today I'll be more in a Christian side. Because, you know, like, I like to get the balance to encourage people who are also in other religion.
Yeah.
But today, I'm going to tilt a little bit into Christendom, into the kingdom, which is what I am as a Christian.
That's good.
And when we talk about faith, it goes deeper because we all have something that we believe.
Yeah.
And that thing that we believe is what that guides us through everything we do in life.
Yes.
And in that, also, we have our own, which is our being. And now, for you to be a whole being, you have to connect to your faith. It takes you to another realm. And then, you have a purpose, because you cannot come to this world without a purpose. You don't just want to walk the walk without having anything, an impact. Which is why, when you're in your faith should align with your purpose. And with that, you can have something called fulfillment. So today, me being a Christian, I can tell you boldly that I found my purpose. And my purpose is actually talking with people. Checking on people on how they are feeling, how their mental health is. Because I've been there. I've once been someone that I went through depression. And I know how terrible that can be. And now I'm happy to say people have come to me and I've able to walk them through the journey. It's by grace. And that is my purpose. It gives me fulfillment. Even when I'm not making 1p, I have this joy when someone tells me, oh, I feel better today. I've achieved this today. Thanks to you. You know what? Last week, I was somewhere last week and one more coach was like, oh, Posh, I'm listening to your radio show. I'm like, oh, thank you. And just one person made my whole week. Because I'm like, that means, you know, I'm doing something right. And that is purpose. And that's what Beloved also will be sharing with us today. How is balancing his faith with his purpose? And then how do we manage our mental health? Because when we do something, so anything you overdo, it's not good for you. And I used to tell my mom this. My mom can pray. till thy kingdom come. And I'm like, where do you rest? And the next thing you tell, oh, say, yeah, I have a dick. Oh, why? Of course, you have a dick now. Because you've not slept. You've not eaten. You're going on a 40 days fasting back to back.
That's good.
No. Everything needs balance. And I can tell you that everything in life needs balance because our mental health is very important.
Yeah.
Right. Beloved, I'm going to start with this very simple question.
Hmm.
How do you manage being a pastor's child and also being yourself? Because I feel like that comes with some pressure already. The father, oh, I'm a pastor's child.
Yeah.
How do you find yourself without the pressure of like, my father is this? How do you find yourself? Or let me say, have you discovered yourself?
Yeah. That's a very good question. And first and foremost, it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey. I think when I was younger, I definitely struggled with it.
Mm.
And mainly because I associated who I was with being a pastor's child. That's how I saw my identity, a pastor's child. But as I journeyed closer with Christ, I discovered my identity, who I am, first and foremost. And to start off with, like I said in introduction, I am a child of God.
Amen.
To start off with.
Amen.
And once I understood that, that is why I'm first and foremost, the pressure eased. Yes, I have a role being a pastor's child, but also he's my father, right? So I see being a pastor's child as a role, right? It's not who I am.
It's not who you are.
It's a position that That's I occupy, right. but it's not who I am.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't define you.
Exactly. It doesn't define me.
Mm.
And when I was younger, that defined me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt how to act a certain way, speak a certain way, couldn't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like I said, once I realized who I am, then if I make a mistake, I don't associate it with being a pastor's child.
Mm-hmm.
Associate it as, okay, this is part of the journey.
Of learning.
I will make more mistakes.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't change anything about who I am.
Hmm.
So yes, it's a journey, definitely. The pressure is there, but the pressure doesn't weigh on me.
It doesn't weigh on you anymore. It like doesn't,
like it was before. Definitely. Yeah. And sometimes I think pressure is good.
Oh, yes.
I generally think pressure is good.
Absolutely.
I think, especially with young people, we run away from pressure.
Yes, that's right.
But sometimes pressure is good. We need it.
In fact, was it a few days ago? I was driving, and it's funny. I went to Newcastle, and when I was driving, I kind of felt anxious.
Mm.
And I've been driving over 20 years.
Yeah.
But every time you step into that vehicle, there's like sort of anxiousness. Like, because you don't know where we are
every time.
And you know, the good thing about it is the day you stop feeling that, that means you've taken things for granted.
Mm.
And things can easily go wrong because now you're not careful anymore.
Yeah.
So I feel like having that little, you know, tummy rumbling and things like that actually keeps you on the edge because now you know, I can't afford to make some certain silly mistake.
Mm.
Mistakes, like you said, is part of the journey, but there's some more that are inevitable.
Yeah.
And you have to learn through from those them, things.
Definitely.
And those are the things that we have to go through. It's part of life.
Yeah.
So I agree with you when you say pressure is part of life.
Yeah.
It's what we should actually feel.
Yeah.
Right. Talking about pressure, how does being set apart, like you're a Christian, you're a child of God, how does this set you apart from being a normal person?
So let me, from my understanding of it's you're saying that being set apart means that you're not a normal person.
No, you are a normal person.
Yeah.
But you being a Christian makes you an outstanding.
Yes, definitely.
So what does that mean to you?
Okay, so what does set apart basically
mean
to me?
Okay. That's right.
Interesting, in yesterday's service we talked about a verse, 1 Peter 2:9, which says that you are a chosen generation, a holy people, holy nation, you're a special people, that you've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So how I see set apart is that we have been disconnected from darkness, the world, but we've not just been disconnected, we've been connected to the light.
Amen.
And that's where I believe some people miss it out when we say set apart. They just say, oh, I'm I'm going away from something. Yes, you are, but you're going towards something. And that something is the light. That something is more pleasing, is better than what you are being disconnected from. So yes, I am set apart, and I'm set apart onto the light. And with that light comes expectations.
That's right.
With that light, the Bible says we're not meant to be hidden, right? We're meant to shine our light.
Shine a light.
So yeah, I hope that makes sense.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So how do you balance being a training solicitor, being a Christian, which I know you lead church, young people, and your own personal life?
Yeah. So again, that's a good question, and it's something I'm still learning. I'm still young.
Of course you are.
I hope I still look young. I'm still young. And one thing I've realized is the balancing with a Christian, that's who I am, right?
Okay.
So I don't see as I am sacrificing one for the other, right? So in my workplace, I'm a Christian. Mm. In church, I'm a Christian. Mm. In any community, I'm a Christian. In any platform, any way I'm serving, I'm a Christian. Mm. So that one, I don't need to balance because I'm a Christian.
Right.
But then with the other roles, balancing being a trainee solicitor, balancing leading the church, the young adult ministry is... It's new because it's a role that I've just stepped into, but it takes a lot of sacrifice. It takes a lot of discipline, and it takes a lot of organization. That's it really does. And I just want to key in on that sacrifice that it takes because 9 to 6, 9 to 5, 9 to 7, I'm a trainee solicitor, right? Outside of that, I have to disconnect from my work. I just have to, and I have to focus on purpose, on everything else. And a lot of people, they need that time to rest, to recover. And that's important, which I'm sure you're going to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
But most of those evenings, I have to focus on preparation, focus on studying, focusing on my own personal growth as well, reading. So the way I balance it is staying organized, staying disciplined, and just knowing what it is that I'm called to do. Like you said, purpose is fulfillment. And I love how you said that. Is so what I'm doing, I'm saying I am fulfilled while doing it.
That's great.
Yes, it might be hard, I do it with a smile on my face. Joy. And that's, I think if a lot of young people are able to do things that they know, okay, this is what I'm called to do, you do it with joy.
You become less stressed.
Exactly. Yeah, less stress. Definitely.
That's right. I love that's actually I cannot lay more emphasis on that answer. That's a beautiful answer that you've just given me there. I love it. So have you discovered your strengths? And your weakness?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm really close with my sister, and my sister will point out my weakness.
Right.
I think it's important to have close people around you to point out your strengths and your weakness. So with people that are around me, I'm able to identify, okay, these are the things by the grace of God that one, he's blessed me and graced me to do. But these are also things I need to work on. Need to develop.
Right.
I don't know if you want me to personalize
not really, but I just want to know. Because one of the things that as a young people, even as an older people, sometimes we don't take time to understand who we are.
That's true.
Because when you don't know you, there's no way you can fulfill your full potential.
Yeah.
Because we all have weakness. They call it flaws. And we all have our strength.
Yeah.
And when you have your strength, which is what you can maximize, you can still maximize your weakness by learning through it.
Yeah.
By having, like you say, you've got people around you that help you manage that. Because sometimes your weakness, you might not be able to handle it properly yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
And those people will be there to help you to manage it. But that's if you've discovered it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then that's what's not to manage.
Definitely.
If you don't know. And that's why I asked that question.
And just on that, again, we're Christians, but I think this is applicable to anyone that's listening, that the way God created us, right? I believe personally that he created us with certain weaknesses.
Oh, yes.
Because the scripture says that his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Amen.
I believe God wanted us to understand our deficiency so we can rely and trust in his sufficiency.
That's right.
So yes, we have to work on our weaknesses, but we have to wholeheartedly depend on God to make up for that.
Amen. Amen. Right. This is now a very personal question to me, but maybe not to you.
Okay.
Do you believe in therapy? And have you ever had one?
Do you want me to say the truth?
Oh, yes. Okay. Absolutely.
So, okay, therapy. My understanding of therapy is that there is something that is... My understanding of therapy is there's a condition or something that has been diagnosed.
Right.
And it's something that you try to fix.
Right.
Through communication, through activities.
Okay.
You're the therapist, so correct me if I'm wrong.
Go on. I want you to express yourself
first. So that's my understanding of it. So in terms of that definition, yes, I believe in therapy.
Okay.
Definitely. Even in scriptures, even... leans towards that, right? That yes, there will be things that I'll be going through, right? And I need to talk to people about it. Talk to God. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to the friends and the brothers and the sisters surrounding me with, right? But the only issue I have with therapy, and again, my opinion, is the diagnosis.
Right.
Honestly speaking, I'm not in the medical field, but I believe certain diagnoses. We shouldn't call them diagnosis.
Okay.
Like, for I just think it's just the normality of life.
Who
the things,
you are.
Not of who you are, but things that happen during life, right?
Okay.
And we shouldn't put a label on it.
Right.
It's normal, if I can say that, is normal. So, for example, let's say I am dealing with something hard.
Okay.
Right? I'm dealing with... a lot of pressure. I'm dealing with, let's say, anxiety, right? But that doesn't mean that I should be diagnosed with
anxiety disorder.
And that doesn't mean I need therapy for that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But this is just my personal view. But I believe that, yes, that we should be talking, we should be doing activities to better help our mental health. But just that diagnosis is something.
So I will try and... buff that up.
I'm here to learn. I'm here to
buff
learn.
That up. So, right, there's different. I use the word therapy because I want you to. I was actually expecting a different answer.
Yeah,
but I feel like because you're on my couch, you had to answer your question based on the fact that you're on my couch. Right, therapy is different type of therapy.
Okay.
So, like I said last week, we did passport therapy.
Yeah.
So, people find solace in traveling.
Yeah.
When they're anxious, when things are not going well, they feel like, when I go away, I can get my sense back.
Okay.
So, people go to the gym.
Yeah.
So, people do yoga.
Yeah.
So, people just dance.
Yeah.
Different sort of things. What I do is talking therapy.
Yeah.
Which is counseling.
Yeah.
And even scripture, Jesus told us he's a great counselor.
Yeah.
So, which means people go through stress.
Agreed.
Which is why they came to Jesus.
Agreed.
And then they talk.
Agreed.
And I believe through the talking, they probably got healing.
Completely agree with you.
They feel better.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not Jesus.
Yeah.
But he has sent his Holy Spirit on us to do what he has done.
Yes. So, and even greater.
And even greater. Yeah. Amen. So, in my own little strength, I have the ability to talk to people.
Yeah.
And they feel better.
Definitely.
That's what I mean by it. So mine is a talking therapy, which is counseling. But everybody have different sort of counseling, therapy that they go through.
Definitely. And with that, I agree with it. It's the diagnosis part of it. It's why I just don't agree with it.
Well, I feel that one, we live in a world where there's medics.
Yes.
And without that, there will be no... Because I don't know if I should say this on here.
I think it's a couch. We should speak freely.
Because I feel like there's a lot of diagnoses out there that are not real.
Yes.
But the money has to come from somewhere. So they put it out there, and then it's like you say, a label.
Yeah.
And then everybody just like, okay, yes, I'm this, I'm dyslexic, I am this, I have this, I have that. I've been told I have OCD.
Yeah.
But do I have OCD? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do I believe I have OCD? Just because I'm clean or I do some certain things does not mean I've.
Makes sense.
So that's actually, so it's a...
Yeah.
It's a gray area.
Yes. Let's leave it at that.
Right.
It's personal. That's it.
So on that note, I'm gonna go on my quickly second break because I feel like it's very tense right now and I'm enjoying this. So, like I said earlier, guys, Rant of the Day will be coming very soon. So I'm still waiting to get some of your opinion on what you wanna talk about today. And even if it's on this show, maybe you've picked something on the show that you want to actually address, let me know. Then I can ask Beloved and then we can sort it out. So the second song that we're listening to is called Holy Father by Vectonine and Mayoko. And I'll be back in a sec.
Public Ghost. Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga. She caught me in my feelings. I'll be Adam. Father's got enough feeding. Holy Father, and my Holy Father.
My people, right? Yeah, it's been interesting so far. It's Poshpit Couch with Beloved today, and Beloved has been able to tell us how he's been able to manage his purpose, his faith, with his mental health. And my last question that asked him was, does he actually believe in therapy? And he is able to tell me what he believes and what he doesn't, which is quite fair. And I feel like we all have opinion, and I have my opinion, and he has his own opinion, and we're not gonna fight about that because it's an opinion.
Yeah.
There's no wrong or right when it comes to your opinion. Even though you can be educated, because information is good,
yeah.
So we all want to learn and we all know to get better,
yeah.
which is what I've explained to him about what I do as a therapist. Right, so my next question with you, Beloved, is how do you deal with days when you are emotionally drained? How do you manage it?
Yeah.
But that's part of mental health now.
Yeah,
that's now I've tried to move from your purpose, from your faith,
yeah.
Right to your state of mind.
Yeah.
How do you manage that?
Yeah. So the thing is that I like to put 100% in everything that I do. I believe in everything you do, you must do in excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Even our young adult ministry, that's one of our values, excellence in everything we do.
That's good.
So with the different roles that I occupy and the different things that I do, there's a tendency that if I'm not self-aware, mm-hmm. I will burn out.
Mm.
I will definitely burn out.
Absolutely.
And it's something I have been burnt out before. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's my sister would be like, beloved, you are definitely getting, you're getting to that stage.
Mm.
So now I'm more self-aware of it. I see the signs.
Right.
If I know that, okay, why am I not putting 100% in this?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I struggling mm-hmm. to be effective in this role?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I know, okay, I need to take a step back.
Right.
What I do now is rest.
Okay.
Like generally rest. I practice the Sabbath now more than ever, in a sense that there'll be a day, usually on a Sunday, where after service, after church, I just rest.
Right.
Turn off from everything. If I get a message, I won't reply. Unless it's from my parents, I won't reply.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just shut down and just rest. Not sleep,
mm-hmm.
but rest.
Just rest.
And it was one of my uncles who was telling me more and more how to rest, the value of rest. Mm. So that's one thing that I do to ensure that I don't get emotionally drained. Another thing is the gym. Like you said,
mm-hmm.
I go to the gym. Mm-hmm. And like I said it previously, that I agree with what you said. There's things that I do that is therapy, and it's gym therapy, is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that me taking care of my health,
mm-hmm.
because I exercise my body in the different roles that I'm doing. I'm working long hours, I sleep limited time. Taking care of my health is beneficial, and it ensures I don't get emotionally drained so quick.
Right.
But to answer your question, rest is very, very key.
Rest is very, very important. Key. And I think I will emphasize on the rest part, because people believe it's where you're sleeping that you're resting.
I used to be that person.
No, yeah. I've learned that over the years.
Yeah.
I can be in my bed for 4 or 5 hours and I'm not sleeping, but I'm just there meditating.
Yeah.
Just relaxing.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm in bed, it's a big deal for me. Anybody will tell you that I like to stay, just stay quietly.
Mm.
I don't have to sleep.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm pressing my phone. Sometimes I'm not even using my phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not even close to my phone.
Yeah.
But I would just, and the thing is, my phone doesn't even ring because I only receive calls that I want to receive. And actually, you tell me something. You told me you're going through social media detox. So, tell me about that. I think that's something.
Yes, that is, especially as young people, since we're speaking about young people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and we're in a generation that we grew up in social media. So there's two reasons why I'm off social media.
Mm.
One, so I'm not addicted to it.
Right.
That's number one. But secondly, it's also just to protect myself. There's so many things that we see, protecting my gateways, my eyes, my ears, things that I listen to, and just to ensure that I'm just always in tune with what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Wow.
I'm not getting distracted by social media and the pressure of social media as well. That's so I'm currently off social media. And yes,
I love
amazing.
That. I just had to bring that up because I know you told me that you're off social media at the moment, and I was trying to think, why is he off social media? What does it do to him? But I'm happy you are able to clarify that. And I think I've learned something in that, because sometimes we have different abilities.
Mm.
And sometimes we cannot manage some certain ability at a point in time, which means we have to take ourselves out of it.
You need to repeat that. You need to repeat that. I don't think people didn't deep what you said. You need to repeat that.
Sometimes there's an ability that we are not equipped for.
Yeah.
And we have to take ourselves out of that situation at that point in time because we're not there yet.
Yes.
And then when you're there, you overcome it.
Yes.
Yes. But the fact that, and you can't fight it. You're just not there.
Yeah.
You're just not there.
Yeah.
And when you're not in that frame of mind to handle that pressure at that point in time, and if you go into it, you get burnt.
Honestly.
And burnt properly.
Definitely.
And you have to learn your lesson the hard way.
And let's speak about that literally, like in practice. My dad has said something to me that there's three things that will bring a man down. Women, power, and women...
Money
and power. That's right. It. Yeah. Those are the three things. Mm-hmm. And in terms of especially the woman aspect as men, the ability that we think we're able to overcome certain things.
Absolutely.
Like, you don't need to run to the lion's den to try and prove yourself. Mm-hmm. Just run away from the lion's
den.
Just run away.
Even the Bible says flee from all evil.
Flee, run flee. Fast.
So sometimes
run
you might.
Fast.
Not everybody have the grace of David.
Mm.
not everybody have the grace of Solomon.
Mm.
Some people cannot handle it.
Mm.
And even them, they still have their own consequences.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But if you're not at a certain pedestal and you try to get on it, Oma, you go get born, no.
Honestly.
that's just a fact.
And even so in the church that I go to is RCCG, Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our general says we call him Daddy Gio.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said something, even him, and we look up to him, look mm-hmm. how amazing man of God he is. Mm-hmm. He said that even at his position, he ensures he does not, he's never left alone with a woman.
There you go.
So, yeah.
So there's some situation where we just have to take ourselves out of.
Exactly.
The one that you know you've overcome and you know you can handle,
yeah.
then you can... Daniel faced lion,
yeah.
but that's because he has the grace.
Mm.
If another prophet in the Bible faced the lion, he'll probably be torn off into pieces. But Daniel has that grace at that time to face the lion, and David also killed a bear or something like that. Mm. But that's the grace they have at that point in time.
Mm.
And remember, before he could do that, he has been killing some other things before he graduated to be able to kill this and kill that.
Yeah.
So life is a stage and we all have to go through that process.
Yeah.
I love the answer. Mm. So let me ask you, do you believe in peer pressure?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
And do you think young people these days, do you think they are more pressured to make money than I'm probably a decade or so older than you. Do you think they are more pressure there to make money than us or back in the whole generation or something like that?
I can definitely speak about young people
in the
UK, in America. The reason why the pressure is there is because we don't really have an excuse or reason. We can't blame anyone if we're not successful. In Nigeria, there's so many things going on that we're aware of.
But we had things growing up also. I mean, your dad had things growing up. So what's changed? What do you think is changed that makes the pressure more for young people now than the whole generation or the older generation?
One, the environment that we live in, the UK, we have the access to make it.
Right.
There's no reason why we can't make it.
Right.
There's no reason. We can't blame anyone. So the pressure is already there. In that aspect.
Right.
Number two, social media is there.
Right.
So you have content creators who are making money.
Mm.
You have your friends who are doing really well and you're seeing that every single day.
Mm.
Right. So let's say, for example, that I'm going through a season where I'm unemployed.
Mm.
Right. But then I'm on social media and I'm seeing my friends splashing money, doing this, having a family, having a house and all of that. And I'm seeing that every single day.
Mm.
The pressure will toll on you. Definitely the pressure will toll on you. So yeah, young people for sure. I think it's so overlooked, the generation that we're in and what we are used to and surrounded ourselves with. I think people overlook that.
So you as a person, do you feel pressure by your peers, or have you overcome it, or how did you overcome it if you have?
So there's peer pressure,
okay,
and there's the pressure to succeed.
Okay, let's talk about the peer first.
Oh, peer pressure. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. So peer pressure is the influence of people around you, your friends, and the people in your environment, and is normally connoted with negative influence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was younger, definitely I was pressured by people around me. And even if we see in the Bible as well, I'm just bringing out the Bible.
Go on,
if you see in the Bible, we see how Saul disobeyed God. And in one of the verses, Saul said to Samuel that I have sinned, I have transgressed from your commandment and instructions. Why? Because I feared what they would say.
Hmm.
That's why he's saying he feared what he would say. He was so afraid about what people around him would say. And that's the peer pressure that we young people go through, especially people younger than me.
Mm.
You want to fit into a
because
culture.
You see 16-year-old boy saying he wants to buy Lamborghini, he wants to do this, he wants to do that. And I'm thinking, why? What do you need that for at that age?
And what 16 years old do you know driving a Lamborghini?
It doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. I mean, maybe a Lamborghini, but they want to have Mercedes.
Yeah.
They want to have BMW, you know?
I was like that as well. I was exactly like that. When I was, I think, 21, my first car was a Mercedes. And again, it's because that's what I saw on social media. I saw young guys driving nice cars, and you want that. So yeah, so that's an aspect of peer pressure as well.
So do you I think there's that there can be peer pressure can be, because for me, the way I've managed life over the time is, for every negative thing, I try to look it from a positive angle. You know, 6 and 9 looks the same. It's from your own angle. So right, peer pressure to me, if someone is doing something that I'm not doing, I want to do it, but I live in a content world. I'm very content with what I am. So I'll aspire of that thing, but I will not run after that thing. So that give me like a bow of, ah, this is what I want next. Then you start walking towards it. So I've tried to flip it instead of, oh my God, I want it and I have to do this and this to get it. You know that, okay, this is what I want next. Then you start walking.
Okay,
and then you get there eventually. But I don't feel everybody see the way I'll see it.
And that's why it's so important to know your identity, know your purpose, and continuously develop personal development, because you can be in an environment full of people, and rather than you chasing what they have, you are content in what you have. And you can just aspire, okay, having a house at 25, that's a very good aspiration to have, but I'm content where I am, and I'm going to motivate myself to get there. But that doesn't mean I then have to do things that are not legal, ungodly to get to there. And it's just the importance of just knowing your identity, man. So important.
Right. So, faith.
Yeah.
Purpose.
Yes.
And mental health.
Yes.
That's what we've been dealing with so far.
Yes.
Can you explain how all your balance of this three?
It starts with faith. I think once we, I don't want to say get it right, but once we see the importance of it, everything else becomes so much easier. Everything else.
So you feel like that should be the basic.
Definitely.
The foundation.
Definitely. Before I rededicate my life to Christ, I found it hard balancing it. Generally found it hard. Absolutely. You try, I'm trying my best to get my mind right. I'm trying my best to work hard. And no matter how hard I was trying, you want to do by yourself. But once you get that faith right, you understand that it's not, you need to trust in not yourself, but in God. A scripture I love so much, it says, I trust in the covert of your wings, knowing that you're under the protection of someone else. So once you get that right, I think everything else will become easy. But just let's practicalize it for different listeners out there. Let's practicalize it, right? So again, faith is so important. But then balancing work, your mental health, having good friends around you, people to speak to, like you've said, doesn't have to be a therapist,
it doesn't have to
but
be
people that you trust,
can confide in,
confide with your emotions with. I think that's very important. And there'll be times that you will get through difficult situations and you need to speak to people. I think that helps a lot. That helps a lot.
Right, my last question for you before you go, and you're gonna start a rant of the day, because I want you to tell me whatever you think is you're going through or you want to rant about. So my last question for you today is, what's your opinion of Posh Pit Couch since you've been sitting down here today?
So first and foremost, before you, when you invited me, I was like, okay, this is interesting. I am someone that people know that I don't speak unless I need to or have to.
Which is good.
I'm actually a very shy person. So when I heard about this, I just thought, okay, let me, again, I've known you for a long time. I got permission from my parents, said, let me give it a go. But since I've been here, you're a very good listener. I don't think people will know that. If you're listening, the radio, you from this conversation, you're a very good listener. You pick up on the little things I've said, and then we navigate into a different conversation.
Thank you.
That's something that I think will really benefit people, especially people who need to speak to someone. A lot of times, if you're speaking to someone, the other person just wants to speak back, but you absorb, you're attentive, and then you speak back. And I think this is very needed, not right. just in the body of Christ, right? Mm. In general, but more particularly in the body of Christ.
Because statistics shows us that we hear but not listen.
Exactly. Yeah, people are quick
to hear.
Because even you started off with, you ask someone, how are you? Right? Mm. The question is not just about them. What you were saying indirectly is, I am ready to listen to how you are.
That's right.
Right? When people say, how far? It's just a question.
Just a phrase.
But that question is, okay, I want to hear how you are. Mm-hmm. I want to listen. So, yeah, I really like what you're doing. And again, in the body of Christ, we need it. Outside of the body of Christ, we need it as well. So, well done for saying to the call. And I strongly believe and I pray that this becomes a blessing to people.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Ultimately, people find Christ out of
Amen.
It. Ultimately.
Amen. Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that feedback.
And you know I'm an honest person as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love that about you. I vet people that I bring onto my show because this is my identity.
Yeah.
This is me. This is my couch. Yeah. I'm not just going to bring anybody to come and sit on the couch, even though I want to.
I'm not sure if I wanted to say, but he was thinking about changing the couch. I think it's a good couch. You lose your identity if you change the couch.
Thank you. Right. So let's go to rant of the day.
Okay, let's go.
What do you want to rant about? Tell me.
Can I say this?
You're allowed. It's free. We only have 4 minutes left. So let's
four
rant.
Minutes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's rant about African people mm-hmm. who have come to the UK mm-hmm. and they don't want to adapt to the UK culture. Let's rant about that.
You know what? That is so... I don't want to use the word annoying because I was once like that. I moved to this country where it's almost two decades now. So it's been a while. But I find it challenging also adapting.
Mm.
But then I feel like I adapted quickly than people that are coming now.
Mm.
But then, in their defense for me, I feel like if you move to UK, anything over 25 into your 30s...
Mm.
The transition is harder.
I agree. Yeah.
I came in when I was 21.
Yeah.
So I was quite very young.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think the balance was a bit natural to change.
Yeah.
People that come in there, that came in there like 12, 13, they can change.
Yeah.
Like, but people that I'm meeting now, I'm almost 40 years old, they are older people.
Mm.
And then when you tell them this, they're like, no, no, that's this is how we do it.
That's the thing.
But then you now see some old generations that's refused to also adapt.
Mm.
That's what that bothers me. Because I know that older than me, and they've not changed a bit.
At all.
Because I feel like that's the one you're actually probably referring to. Because
old generations, but like generation, you said, it's harder for older people.
Yeah.
But it should start with, okay, not a no.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Let me hear. Let me even socialize with
they
the culture.
They are very close-minded.
Yeah. That's my rant.
And even the Bible said when you live in Rome, you have to behave like a Roman sometimes. So if you're in UK, like we've been speaking about faith.
Yeah.
You need to have your faith. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
As long as the change is not affecting your faith, your belief, your purpose, every other thing, because you have to blend in. If not, how are you going to survive?
Definitely.
You are at work. People are going for coffee break and things like that. You said, no, I don't do coffee. How are you going to mingle? How are you going to have friends? Because you need these people. You know, so that's a good one. I like that.
And I think I'll just finish I'll finish off with this. For especially Christians who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Christ said something very, very powerful. He said he has not come for the healthy, he has come for those who are sick.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
How are you especially meant to be in the UK and really help, support, be the light, minister to people in the UK if you are not ready to embed yourself in the culture? I think we as Christians should really open our eyes to that. So that's my rant.
Thank you very much. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do mine quickly.
Yeah.
And that's about the Nations Cup that we lost yesterday.
Oh, we're talking about mental health. Why would you bring
that
back
has
up?
Affected me in one way. We lost 4 years ago. We couldn't go. And now again, for the second time in a row, which makes it 8 years.
Wow.
If you plus that to someone's age, do you know what that is? So I'm going to have to wait again for another 4 years before we can go to the World Cup.
And what do you think the issue is? What do you think the issue is?
you know what? I don't even know the issue. Because they've changed coaches like 5 times.
Yes.
And I feel like our over-reliance on Osimhen is ridiculous. Mm. Because every game that that guy didn't play, we couldn't win.
Mm.
And now yesterday, he came off injured. That was the end of the game. So I feel like we need to have more players that can do the job.
Ah, so many things going on in Nigeria. And the one thing that we rely on.
NFF. Wow. I don't know if I'm allowed to call them out, but NFF is not helping. Well, anyway. Yeah,
pray for the Christians that are being persecuted in Nigeria, please.
Amen. Pray please do that. Please. Thank you very much, guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed
it was fun. Thank you.
Posh Beast Catch today. Thank you, beloved, for answering my call when I called.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate the moment and spirit. I feel like I know you even more now than I've known you in the last 15 years that I've known you.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming, and I hope when next I call you, you also be back here again.
By the grace of
and
God.
Everyone at home, thank you for listening.
Thank you
and
so much for
I shall
listening.
See you again next week back on Posh Beach Couch. If you have any information, anything you want to ask, want to talk to me about, you have my DM, you have my email, booking@poshbeattherapy.co.uk. You have my TikTok, Posh Beach Therapy. My Instagram also is Posh Beach Therapy. Right? Sponsor, please. Guys, I need a sponsor. If you have anyone there that can sponsor this show, I'm more than happy. This is for the community. I'm not making anything here. I'm doing this for us and for my own fulfillment also. So let's work together. And I shall see you next week. God bless you.
Your body, oh. All the times where I do you bad, I'm sorry, oh. Give me love, way better pass money, oh. Where sweet pass honey, oh. In the fight, make a fight for the love. In the dress, make a dress for the love. No one, no complication. This is a situation. In the dress, make a dress for the love. In the fight, I go fight for the love. No one, no complication. This is a situation. Baby, oh, baby, oh, I want to love you for life. Baby, oh, come make I love you for life. I die with my best in life. Baby, girl, you are the one. I love you now. This kind of love, I love you now. Girl, I wanna be your customer. For your love, I be your hustler. Love, I love you now. Every superwoman is a superman. Your love give me time where you know you to understand. Fine girl, you don't need no other man. No other man. Your love give me time where you know. Girl, I wanna give you good love and love no other. You with the bust of my medulla. You with the rise of my temperature. Girl, I wanna give you sweet love and love no other. You with the bust of my medulla. So now you with the rise of my temperature. My doctor say my girl they on top your body, yo. All the times where I do you bad, I'm sorry, yo. Give me love, way better pass money, yo. Way sweet pass honey, yo. In the fight, make a fight for the love. In the grace, make a grace for the love. No one, no complication. This is a situation. In the grace, make a grace for the love. In the fight, I go fight for the love. No one, no complication. This is a situation. Baby, yo. Baby, yo. I want to love you. Baby, oh, baby, oh, come make I love you for life. Yeah. I die with my best in love. Baby girl, you are the one. Love, I love you now. It's kind of love, I love you now. I wanna be your customer. Oh, your love,
like you're hustling. Love it, I love it.
I'm hoping I can change.